I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how.
Whatever happened to Paul Overstreet? He had one great album and then just like poof, disappeared.
A lot of country artists were that way. They had the one or two hits. But, well, happy Father's Day to everyone. That's why we're coming back. Business break with this.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. Well, we almost missed that. We are so busy at work that, like, Friday afternoon comes around and we say, are you ready for the show? What show?
No.
What show?
We're like preachers. We just show up one day a week and...
Man, oh man, oh man. It just blows me away how fast Fridays show up.
And you know, holidays are not our thing.
You're right about that.
Holidays are just not our thing.
And we get that from my mother, Baby Kay.
Hey, every day's a holiday, so why should one day
that's
be
right.
any special
that's,
than the
that's
other?
That's her. That's the way every she lives life. Every day's a holiday. So listen, I want to get to Mike in Peoria on his cabin, but I do want to talk real quick about what you are going to probably see in your APS bill. As you know, APS changed the rates. Oh, we have Diamondback tickets to give away for July 4th weekend, too, so we better plan on getting that done in the next few minutes.
I'll figure that out while you cover that.
You figure that out. You've all been changed to the new APS rate, and the rates always go up at the beginning of the summer. Some people are surprised to find that out. No, every summer rates go up, okay? It's just the way it is. So you've been asked to change to another plan. APS may have picked it for you. You may have picked it yourself. And people are calling me all the time that are super cooling. Do I have to change? Do I have to reprogram my thermostat? Absolutely, you have to reprogram your thermostat. The on peak has changed from 3 to 8. If you keep your thermostat programmed to the old noon to 7, you're going to get killed. And we're hearing from some of you right now that I got murdered. That's the highest bill I've ever seen in my life. Well, you've got to get everything changed to now sleep between 3 and 8. And I can tell you, in the old rate at my house, I could get down to about 8 cents a kilowatt, okay? So far, the best I can do in the new rate is about 10.5 cents a kilowatt. So the only way I can get that low is my on-peak consumption is down at 7%. So my house literally sleeps from 3 to 8. If you're going to work the system and make it work for you and the super cooling, and what APS is actually advertising it now, they call it pre-cooling. If you're going to make that system work, you have to get on a demand rate and you have to fix your house so it doesn't ask to consume any energy between 3 and 8. My water heaters don't come on, my air conditioners don't come on, and I do that with my home energy management computer. And so, and by setting the thermostats as cool as I can stand it, off peak. So I use a lot of power, but I use it off peak. And people say that's not a very earth conscious thing to do. It's the greenest thing you can do because it keeps APS from ever having to build that next power plant, or it greatly delays having to build that next plant. Okay? So y'all be careful out there. We want y'all to keep sending us your utility bills so we can keep diagnosing exactly how we can best manipulate the power consumption for the benefit of you, the homeowners. Let's see if we can get to Mike real quick, called from Peoria. He actually texted me a picture of a beautiful cabin. Mike?
Hello.
Hey, man. Nice cabin. Where is it?
It's at downtown Peoria.
The cabin is?
It's not a cabin. It's a regular house, and I tore it down to 3 walls, and I put that front facade on it, which is, you know, sculpted 2x8 over some sheathing and a bunch of paper and all that. So I didn't put a clear on it. I just stained it, and I didn't put turmoil on it. That's why I've been wondering if that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? I'm gonna shoot you a phone number to my most trusted painter, Dave and Aaron Rimming, that are out right by you. Okay, they're right in your neighborhood. And I'm going to ask Dave or Aaron to swing by, take a look at what you've been doing, check the condition of the wood, because from this picture, it really looks like you've been taking excellent care of it.
It's about 7 years old now.
Well, boy, it doesn't look like it. It looks brand new. You're doing an incredible job. Let's get Dave or Aaron do a drive-by and get their specific product recommendation, okay?
That'd be good.
Okay, we've got your phone number, and we'll be in touch with you after the show to set that up. So with that said, we're wrapping up and wrapping down on the last of our four-hour Saturday morning program. And we've got Diamondback tickets to give away, and that's the 4th of July weekend, right?
Yeah, but I don't have any details on the bat time, the first pitch.
The bat time.
So we'll give them away on the 23rd.
First pitch.
You don't know when they're dropping the puck on the pitcher's mound?
Right.
All right, so we'll give them away next weekend.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a great week. It's Rosie on the House signing off. Till next Saturday morning.